Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Ervin, daf Samach Beis, and we are starting near the top with Halacha Dalid and Vilnius daf is Hanun Zayin Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Chatzar Shenifer Tzamishtei Ruchais. We have a Chatzar that's breached from two sides. The walls broken down over here and on the other side as well. And V'chein Bas Shenifer Tzamishtei Ruchais. We have a house that two of the walls fell down. V'chein Mavi Shenifer Tzamishtei Ruchais. Elchayav a Mavi that the Kaira or the Lechi was taken away. And we know from the beginning of the Masechta that a Lechi or Kaira allows us to carry in the Mavi. What's it then? Mutarn Ba'is Shabbos. That Shabbos that it happened to, we're allowed to still carry here. Vasur and Lasa Lavai. But future Shabbos, one's not allowed to carry here unless he fixes it up. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, whereas Rabbi Yossi says, "Im mutar b'ayis Shabbos, mutar Lasa Lavai. Im vasur and Lasa Lavai, asur and b'ayis Shabbos. If it's mutar this Shabbos, it's mutar other Shabbos. And if it's us or other Shabbos, it should be us or this Shabbos." And the Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Yossi's shita is, because right now we're unclear. He's just asking a question, but he's not exactly saying what he holds. But first, the Gemara asks, "V'lomali mishnei ruchai sehel? Why does the Mishnah have to say that it was breached open from two sides? Afil miruach achas. Even if it was just breached on one side, v'loy Rav who? Isn't this Mishnah also according to Rav? The Rav Amar Rav says, Chatzar Nitaris B'Shnei Pasin, that a Chatzar is only mutter to carry around if he puts two pasin, two boards, by the entrance. That's basically the Chatzar's version of a Lechi or a Kaira. And if one of the walls fell down, if it got breached, so it doesn't have the Shnei Pasin, it's also to carry over here. Why does the Mishnah have to be talking about that it was Nifritzom Yishtei Ruchais? We could even say that it was Nifritzom Yiruach Achas. So the Gemara answers are Shmuel says, B'Shem Rav Zera, B'Machloikes. The Mishnah is going according to the Machloikes that we have how to fix up a Chatzar. Man demar taman b'pas echad, v'kay b'pas echad. We have machlok as how we can be matter carrying in a chatzar. As we just said, Rav holds that we have to have two pasin, two boards at the entrance. According to others, we just need one board. And our Mishnah is going according to both of those shitas that let's say we do have those two boards or we have that one board by the entrance. Still, there's a possibility to say that this chatzar is usher to carry in, namely, if it got breached from two sides. Now, those boards don't really help me. As what Tanakhama is saying, that it'd be mutter to carry this Shabbos, but in future Shabbosim, it's usher unless he fixes it up. Now, we have another question. Nifritz mina emtsa mutter. What about the house case of the Mishnah, where the house got breached from two sides? And the question we're asking over here is that it's mina emtsa, meaning two sections of opposing walls fell down, so it's open all the way through, but it's only mina emtsa. It's the middle section of the wall that fell down. There's still some wall remaining on both sides. What's the din? Is it usher to carry because now it's mafolish, it's open all the way through on both sides? Or since some of that wall is still remaining, we say there's no problem. And the answer is mutter, there is no issue you're allowed to carry here because we say pitik or yard v'saisim, that the roof of the house is yard, it goes all the way down, and it closes off this gap. Now Shmuel Amar Aser, Shmuel says it's Aser to carry here. Now Amar Bzeir comments, in less hada olfan de Shmuel, kasha, if this is all from Shmuel's own svara and he didn't hear it from somebody else, then we have a problem. Because it's much more logical to say that it's mutter to carry here because of pitikra. There's no reason not to say pitikra since only the middle section of the wall fell down and we still have two other sections of that wall remaining. So we basically have four mechitzas of the house and all we have to do is say pitikra to close off that section of the wall that did fall down. Why would Shmuel say that it's Aser, and therefore we say that if it's just his own svar and he's not getting it from one of his rebbeim or for somebody else, then that's problematic with him. Here's another question regarding the house. Nifretz kol oiser ruach. Let's say that whole side is breached open. Two walls in the house did not fall down. We still have three standing walls, but one of the walls completely fell down and it's completely open on that side. There's nothing left of that wall. Is a mutter to carry here or no? And our Yisrael Rabun, he answers, hadoi achsadra. That's no different than achsadra. Ilo achsadra shema ein muteres. If this was an achsadra, which is basically a roofed area that has a few mechitzes, but some areas are completely open, is it not mutter? Of course it is. We've spoken previously that we do apply pitikra in the case of achsadra, so two over here by the house. One of the walls completely fell down, no problem. We have three standing walls. We say pitikra, we extend the whole thing downwards, and it's considered closed off, and he can carry here. Samach Bezon Bez on top, the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Loi Amar Blezer, Rabbi Blezer only said his din, El B'chatzar U'mavoi, only the Chatzar U'mavoi, Avo B'bayis, but when we're talking about a house, Kigashar Hu is just like a bridge. Now, this is not referring to our Mishnah, it's actually going on the previous Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, from Samach Alfon and Bez, that if a Chatzar got breached to a Rishus Harabim, if one of the walls fell down, Rabbi Lezer said if he's standing in this area of the Chatzar and he puts something into Rishus Yachid or takes from Rishus Yachid and puts into that area, he's Chayiv because it's like transferring from Rishus Harabim to Rishus Yachid. That's what Rabbi Yechon's commenting on. The Rabbi Lezer is only saying that when we're talking about a Chatzar Mavoi, namely the Chatzar Mavoi, which is open into the Rishus Harabim, now it's breached because the wall fell down, so it's considered like transferring from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Harabim. But if it was a wall of a house that fell down and now the house is open to the Rishus Harabim, then it's like the case of a Gesher of bridge, which is in the next Mishnah. And we actually will say P-tik or Yad V'saisim, and we're going to consider the house closed off. And that's because even though now the house is open to the Rishus Rabim, and actually people from the Rishus Rabim, if there's a lot of people, there's high traffic volume, they're going to go into the house a little bit. It's called Nidchak and L'Saich HaBayis, or Tzidei Rishus Rabim, the sides of the Rishus Rabim. Still, the house itself is considered Rishus Yachid, because we say P-tikra due to the fact that we have three standing mechitzas, and therefore it's different than that previous Mishnah. Now we're going to address the end of our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yossi had commented on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that it's either or. If you're going to say it's mutter this Shabbos, it's mutter to carry here other Shabbosos. If you're going to say it's usher to carry Lasid Lavai on all future Shabbosos, it should also be usher to carry here this Shabbos. And we had said that we still don't know what Rabbi Yossi holds. Is it mutter or usher to carry this Shabbos, or is it mutter or usher to carry other Shabbosos? On that, the Gemara tells us, Rav, Rabbi Yechon, and Amri, they both say, usher, bein b'Shabbos zu, bein b'Shabbos haba, that it's usher this Shabbos and other Shabbosos, meaning Rabbi Yossi is going l'chumra, then not only are other Shabbosos usher, it's also usher to carry here this Shabbos. And now the Gemara further clarifies, Amri, Rabbi Yechon says, Pashes, v'kiruya, umavui, v'ger, v'ama'aret. In all these cases, there's one Tana that says something similar to what Rabbi Yossi says over here, that you should pick either or, do it this way or do it that way. And in all those cases, Rabbi Yochan explains that chamarim were machmir, and we go to the chumra side, not to the kula side. And now we explain all these cases. Kaishes, what is this? Did not we have Mishnah tells us, Hakaishes, Vachamas, Virashi Besamim, these are all types of spices. No kachan mekasef meiser, they're allowed to be purchased with money of meiser sheni. That's because they can be used to spice food. So if you could buy them with money of meiser sheni, due to the fact that in some way they're considered food. However, Vainim Matam and Tumas Eichlin, they can't become Tami Tumas Eichlin because since they're just spices and they're not real food, they can't become Tami Tumas Eichlin. They were Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Whereas Amar Rabbi Yechon Manuri, Rabbi Yechon Manuri said on this, you have to pick. Imo Kachem Kasa Meiser, if they're allowed to be bought with Kasa Meiser Sheni, Mibnei Ma Ena Matam and Tumas Eichlin. So then why aren't they Matam and Tumas Eichlin? It means that they're food. And Vainim Matam and Tumas Eichlin, if you want to say they're not Matam and Tumas Eichlin because they're not really food, then Avhein Loyal Kuba Kasa Meiser, then that means you shouldn't be allowed to buy them with money Meiser Sheni. So we have a similar question from Rabbi Yechon Manuri. Do you have to go either this way or that way? Lakula or Lachamra, but we don't know what he holds. And on this, Rabbi Yechon said, Chamarin that were Machmer, Matam and Tumas Eichlin, Vainikhim Kasa Meiser, that not only they're Matam and Tumas Eichlin, but they also can't be bought with Kasav Meiser Sheni. We deal with the next case, Kuruya. What's this? The Tanin Taman, we have a mission over there. We this has to do with the water, the ashes of the Paradu are mixed into. We know that we have to use Mayim Chayim, water from a spring, not just regular tap water, water from a mikvah. And a Kuruya that we're going to be discussing is a hollowed out gourd. It's dry, hollowed out, and it's being used as a kli. What's the case over here? Kuruya, this hollowed out gourd that's dry, Sheid Bila Mayim, She'ein Ru'uyin Lakadesh, that's a proper girsa. It was immersed in water. They were not able to be Makadesh, the ashes of the Paraduma with, meaning this is not Mayim Chaim, it's just regular mikvah water, and he was tovel this clean the mikvah. He didn't really have to be tovel it. It was brand new. It was 100% tahar. He was just being metar it for Tisefes Kedusha, if you will, and he dried the whole thing off. Mikachin ba, he could be makadesh the ashes of the paraduma with it, meaning he could use this kli for the ashes of the paraduma and bring it to a spring with mayim chayim and do everything that he needs to. And that's because we're not chayshesh that some mikvah water was absorbed into the walls and now it's going to come out into the mayim chayim and possibly the ashes of the paraduma. But this is only allowed to be used achetitma until it becomes tamei. Nitma, but once it becomes Tameh and Mekachin Ba, it's not to be used for the Paradum anymore, and that's because we're afraid that even though he put it in the mikvah and he took it out and he dried it, so now it's Tahar, that some water that was absorbed into the walls is going to come out and possible the ashes of the Paraduma. Now Rabbi Shua comments on this, in Mekachin Ba B'tchila Af B'Soifi Kadesh Ba, if he's allowed to use it for the ashes of the Paraduma at the beginning, meaning the first time he's ever using it, he should be allowed to use it at the end also, meaning even after it became Tameh. And in Mekachin Ba B'Soif Af Lo B'tchila, if you're not allowed to use it at the end because we're afraid water that was absorbed into the walls is going to come out, so we should be afraid of that in the beginning. We're not going to the next line of Benkach Ubenkach, Loya Sebusechamayim Kudashim. And so once again, we have the same concept from Rabbi Shua that you have to pick or choose, be Mekol or Machmir, but we don't know what he holds. And on this, Rabbi Yechon says, Chumarin that we're Machmir, Ain Mekachim Ba Loy Betchil of a Loy Besaif. Then we're not Makadish with it, we can't use it for the ashes of the Paraduma, not at the beginning and not at the end. Here's our next in, Mavoy, Detaining Taman. We have a Mishnah over there, which is really our Mishnah, Vachin Mavishin to Karase Vachulu. If the Kairo of a Mavoy was removed on Shabbos, so Tanakama said it could be used this Shabbos, but not future Shabbos. And on that, Rabbi Yossi said, pick or choose. If it's allowed to be used, it could even be used all Shabbosos. And if it's not allowed to be used other Shabbosos, it can't be used this Shabbos either. And Rabbi Yochanan says on that, Chumar that we're Machmer, Surin Bim Shabbos, Ubim Shabbos Haba, that it's usher to carry here this Shabbos and other Shabbosos. Ger, what's this case? Detani, we have a Braisa, Gershon is Geyer. We have a person who became a Ger, became a Jew, Vahayula Yenois, and he has wine from before he was a Ger. Va'amar, but he says, Bari Li Shalon is Nasech Mehen, meaning I'm 100% certain that when I was a guy, I never touched them, I never used them for Avodah Zarah, and therefore they're permitted. So what's the din? Bismat Shanaswal Gabatzman, he's the only one that accesses them or use them or touch them. So Tahirin Loy Utmain Lachairim, they're tar for him and tar for other people. For him, that's because he's the one that used them, so he could trust himself. Other people can't use this wine because they can't trust Aegis of his of what the status was when he was a guy. Whereas Al Gabachairim, if other people had access to them, Tmain Bain Loy Bain Lachairim, they're also for him and for others. Now Rabbi Kiva says, look, you gotta choose. Im Tahirin Loy you tar lachairim. If you're gonna say they're tar for him when he's the only one that has access to them, so they should be tar for other people. And Tumei Lachirim, they're also for other people. You Tumei Loi, they should be also for him. And on this, Rabbi Yechon says, Lachomin were Machmir. Tumei Bein Loi, Bein Lachirim, they're also for him and for others. Here's the other case, Ama Aretz. What's this one? The honey wave of Braisa. Ama Aretz, Shenisman Aliyah is Chaver. In Ama Aretz, it took upon himself that he's going to be a Chaver. In Ama Aretz, we know he's not trusted regarding Shumas and Maishris or regarding doing his stuff Bitahara. And he took upon himself, there's a whole discussion how he does. Chazus, if he has to go to Beis Din, what the whole procedure is. But either which way, he accepted upon himself that I'm going to be a chaver, I'm going to be makar with Tumah and Tahara, v'hayu lo Taharos, and now he has Taharos. V'amar, and he says, Bari li shenasu b'tahara, I'm 100% certain that when I was an Am Haaretz, these were done in a state of Tahara and they're not Tameh. So b'zman shenasu agav atzmai, if everything was done just by himself, no one had access to them, Taharos lo yutumei sacherim, they're Tahara for him, but Tameh for others, they're Tahara for him because he's trusted regarding himself, but in regards to others, they can't trust him about what was when he was still considered Am Haaretz. Whereas agav acherim, if other people had access to them, Tameh is bein loy bein lacherim, they're usher to him and to others. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says here, Im Taharos loy Taharos lacherim, Tameh lacheris Tameh is loy. If they're Tahara for him, they should be Tahara for others. If they're Tameh for others, they should be Tameh for him. And Rabbi Yochanan over here, he says as well, Chumarin Tameh is bein loy bein lacherim, they're Tameh for him and for others. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey, the last Halacha of the Perek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.